than just future.
Log Talk Radio.
We just on the call.
Ooh. Hey, yeah.
Time for the light has come. The glory of Yah has risen up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered. Pull sheets above our lovers. We're perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city of refuge. The fountains of living waters. The showers we've been righteous. This restores my order and turns this song to a king. A song for my soul to sing that brought me down very low. My garments white like the wings. Shaddaiah, praise be the Most High that brought me out. Of insanity, crushed the towers of vanity, and made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my refugee. I'm now Yah's planet.
We don't march to fear, yeah. We don't march to fear, yeah. We don't live, we don't sleep, we don't run to fear, run to fear. We don't march to fear, yeah. We don't march to fear, yeah.
Measure waters came to your ankle. The method did repeat. Waters came right to your knee. Before you further joke, groins. Waters came to your loins. 1,000 measures and the last. A river you could not pass. Everything that touched the waters was healed. Plenty of your fists left to swim. There was meat from the trees. Nourished the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on sides of sanctuary. My heart had joy and merit. I'm renovating my soul until we make it home. Foolish sin forever gone. Your spirit resting on my bones. Brothers and sisters, you with me. Let's hurt that stuff really quickly. Make out those policies 50. So we gone.
We don't march to fear,
yeah.
We don't march to fear, yeah. We don't live, we don't sleep, we don't run to fear, run to fear. We don't fly to fear, yeah. We don't march to fear, yeah.
Getting me out for blessing me, but understanding of what you talking about. My sins are too many. I thought another God could save. To you will woke me from a slumber, pull me right from my grave. And now that I'm saved, I'm blessed to know or understand truth. That no blessing, no curse is coming. Least is coming through you. I sing praises to my God to my very last breath. And use your laws as a ladder if I ever misstep. Let's praise the Most High, Yah, pay His holy name. Regard, we have come a long way. Yeah, we got so far before we right before our King. All of this ain't seen till we the sons of righteousness with healings up in our wings.
We don't march to fear, yeah. We don't march to fear, yeah. We don't land, we don't sleep, we don't run to fear, run to fear. We don't march to fear, yeah. We don't march to fear, yeah. We don't land.
I'm on the go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down. Now I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I wanna go home, I wanna go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down now. I wanna go. I wanna go. I wanna go. I wanna go. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down now. I wanna go. I wanna go. I wanna go. I wanna go. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. So.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Morey Isha Gizrael from the House of Israel, Sinai, located at 1907 Vine Street. And we're here to bring you nothing but the truth. We'd like to say shalom, shalom to everyone tuning in our internet audience. But we know that the only reason that you have tuned into our program is because of your great love and great fear towards the mighty Yahweh, our Elohim. And we're going to talk about and teach about this Yahweh. Who is this Yah? Yah is the Elohim of the heavens, earth, and sea. Yah is the creator of all that in them is. Yahweh is the Elohim of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And Yahweh is the only judge. He's the only lawgiver. He's the only king. And he's the only redeemer of Israel and the world. And we give all praise and all glory, all honor goes unto the mighty Yah. And what will we discuss today on this day of the second new month? It's the day of the second month. When the second month begins today, it began today. In the third year of Yah's Sabbath of years. Remind you, we are the only ones teaching about Yah's Sabbath of years. If you are teaching about Yah's Sabbath of years, about Yah's holy months, about Yah's holy order, as we are, and we don't know you, you don't know us, but you're hearing this thing, give us a call so we don't have to feel like we're the only ones here. But until someone else stands up and teaches this, we're the only ones that teaches about Yah's holy Sabbath of years, Yah's holy months, Yah's holy order. And it is Yah's second new month day. And it is also the second month of the third year of Yah's Sabbath of years. Now, to anybody else, this doesn't mean a thing. But to Yah's people who have been learning how to number our days, every number counts. Every order is essential. Every word of Yahweh is pure. And since it's the second month, and since it's on the fifth day of the week, in the third year of Yah's Sabbath years, we're going to deal with Yah's order. And since it's the third year, we're going to deal with Yah's service. We're going to deal with understanding holiness. Because if you didn't know, understanding is in the order of two. And it's the beginning of the second month. So why not deal with this order? And in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the sixth verse, Yahweh does know, and Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And you notice that the Creator didn't say that he saw the firmament of heaven and it was good. Because Yahweh did not finish the heavens on the second day. But he did create the heaven on the second day, but they were not complete that day. Nevertheless, what did Yahweh do on this day? It says in the sixth verse, and Elohim let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide from the water. And Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And Elohim called the firmament heaven. So this heaven divided the waters from above and the waters below. And why is that important? As I said, the order of two, understanding is a part of that order. I know you was taught knowledge, wisdom, understanding, but we teach what Yahweh taught, what Yahweh gave us, and Yahweh showed us wisdom is one, understanding is two, and knowledge is three. And because you've been taught wrong, you're trying to figure out how do we get wisdom before knowledge and understanding before knowledge. But that's because you've been taught wrong. So we're teaching you God's order. And understanding is the order of two. And why is that essential to this vision that the heavens created when Yahweh made the heaven? He allowed the heaven to divide the waters from above from the waters from below. There was a difference made that was evident and seen. And then, if you read in the same chapter, the 14th verse, it states, and Elohim said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. As you can see in the 14th verse, these lights were made and placed in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. In verse 16, and Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven. And what did this heaven do? It divided the waters above from the waters below. And now he put these lights, these luminaries, in the firmament of heaven so they can divide the day from the night. And Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. Now the heaven was complete. Because now the heavens had all of its components in it. Now the heavens had its host. Now the heavens had its sun. Now the heavens had the moon. Now it's able to divide everything that Yahweh wanted it to divide. The day from the night, the light from darkness, the waters from above the firmament, from the waters from below the firmament. Now you have clear divisions. And why do you need that? Why is that important? How does that correlate or relate to understanding? Well, let me show you. It's the book of Job that we're going to. We're going to go to the 28th chapter. We're discussing understanding holiness. You know, I'm trying to give you some basic components of understanding so you can be able to grasp the concept of understanding holiness. And in Job, the 28th chapter, the 28th verse, it states, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. What that mean? That means if you embody the spirit of the fear of Yah, you embody wisdom. You have wisdom. Because the spirit of the fear of Yah is going to give you what you need to acquire light, wisdom. And what is that? The word of Yahweh. And if you walk in the wisdom that Yahweh provides, you're walking in the fear of Yah, which means doing his word and understanding. And to depart from evil is understanding. And what does that mean? When you depart from evil, that means you separate yourself from evil. You choose not to go towards evil. You decide that evil is not for you. And once you do that, you have understanding. Because understanding is just like obeying the word of God. It's just like hearing the word of God. And once you done heard this thing, you obey it. Once you done recognized and saw that this is good, you do it. And what have you done? You've divided yourself from wickedness. You decided. And what does the word decide mean? The original word decide means to cut. You have to separate yourself. You have to make a decision to choose the good. If you go to the book of Deuteronomy, 30th chapter, we're going to start at the 15th verse. It says, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. So he gave us two different things. He showed us both sides. Here's life, here's death. Here's good, here's evil. It's right before you. He said, see, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. And that I command thee this day, I tell you this day, I order you this day. You got to hear what he's saying. I command you this day to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live. And so what the Most High is letting you know, if you want to choose this life, he commanded you to choose life. It's the law to choose life. It's the requirement to choose life. But if you don't obey the Most High, if you don't Shema, if you don't hear the Almighty, then you choose death. But he commanded us to choose life, that thou mayest live and multiply. And Yahweh the Elohim shall bless thee in the land where you go to possess it. But if your heart turns away so that you will not hear, you see, you will not hear. If you don't obey, because hearing and obeying to Yahweh is the same thing. Yahweh don't deal with all this like I'm listening. No. If you hear the Most High, you do it. That's what you say to your children. You say, go and clean up them dishes. And they still sitting there. You say, did you hear me? And if they heard you, they should be doing those dishes. But if they didn't hear you, which means they didn't obey you, they didn't understand. We didn't hear Yahweh. He said, if thine heart turn away so that you will not hear Shema. And what was made on the same day? The Shema'im, the heavens. It's the same word, to hear in the heavens. If you don't hear, if you don't obey, then you'll be drawn away and worship other deities, and you're going to serve them. So everybody that doesn't keep the commandments, they ain't worshiping other gods. Just look at the Christians. They worshiping something that don't even exist. Now, are they keeping the commandments? They're so backwards. They worshiping death. They revere death. They think it's a good thing that they God died. They think it's a good thing. There's a book that talks about people sticking their finger in the holes of a dead man's hand. They think zombieism and vampirism is good. They don't hear the word of Yah. But Yah said in verse 18, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, because what happens if you don't do as Yah commanded? You die. You chose life, but you made a decision. Don't get mistaken. You made a decision. Yahweh commanded, but you decided to choose death, because you decided to not listen. You decided to not hear the Almighty. And in that, you didn't show that you had understanding. I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven. Why heaven? Because heaven is where things are recorded. Heaven is where things are being heard. Yahweh hears from heaven. And heaven records these things. There's signs in the heaven that are recording these things. And earth. The earth also records these things. To record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Decide that you want to live. Make that decision that both you and your seed may live. That thou mayest love Yahweh Elohim, and that thou mayest obey his voice. You see how these words are starting to be used interchangeably? Obey and hear and choose. Because this is what you have to do. That thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. Yahweh is the life. I thought the New Testament said that the Christ of the New Testament was the life. All of a sudden, Yahweh is the life. So that means what? JC is not the life. The Christ in the New Testament cannot be the life when it states clearly that he is, Yahweh is, your life. Now, how is somebody that don't live longer than you live, because you know they say Christ died at 33, you might be 54, serving Christ. How is he the length of your day? He didn't even live as long as you. Yahweh says that you may cleave to him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahweh sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Yaakov, to give them. So the Most High wants you to make the decision. Choose life. Eschew evil, like Job. Understanding is the point from evil. But look in the book of Psalms. 111, verse 10. And it reads, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. Always start off with this fear of Yah and wisdom. Because if you want wisdom, you've got to have the spirit of Yahweh. In the beginning, the spirit of Elohim moved. Ain't nothing go down without Yah's spirit. If you don't fear Yah, you don't have this spirit. How you going to say you got the spirit of Yah and you eat swine? How you going to say you got the spirit or the fear of Yah and you don't keep the Sabbath day? How you going to be the Spirit of the Most High and you talking about the Holy Ghost? You don't have a fear of God. Therefore, you're not going to have wisdom. Because the beginning of wisdom, the first component of wisdom, the first step into wisdom is God's Spirit, is His fear. Therefore, the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding, a complete understanding, a whole understanding, a sound understanding, a good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endure forever. And that's why departing from evil is understanding. That's why obeying Yahweh is understanding. That's why hearing Yahweh is understanding. Because you done did the commandments. And that's, of course, dividing yourself and deciding that you're going to choose the good. That's what understanding is about. Again, if you go to Proverbs, the 9th chapter. In Proverbs 9, verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. My goodness. How many times are we going to hear this? If you want wisdom, you must fear Yah. This is the beginning of wisdom. Meaning, wisdom has hewn out her seven pillars. And of course, the thing that wisdom is built upon is the fear of Yah. You can't have wisdom and don't have a fear of Yah. Everybody walking around talking about that, they got wisdom. They know they don't. Do they fear the Most High? Don't tell me that person with the cross around his neck fear Yahweh. Got wisdom. Don't tell me that professor got wisdom. Don't tell me that doctor got wisdom and they don't even know who Yahweh is, let alone fear the Most High. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. So did Christ have wisdom? This man said, you have heard it said unto you, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, did he fear Yahweh? He just changed Yah's law without taking a breath. He just changed it up, didn't care who heard it, didn't care who wrote it down. What you mean, but I say unto you? Yahweh is the Elohim of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. You know what happens when you don't follow Yah's law? Somebody get their eye taken out, and you don't take out the culprit's eye. He walking around, he go take out somebody else's eye. And then he go take out somebody else's eye. And then now, all of a sudden, they got video games, and in the video games, they look so real, they make an art taking off people's eyes. Children just learning how to put an eye out their head virtually in real life. Because that first person that you let go, when you didn't take their eye out and let the people see, you take out an eye, you lose an eye. You think people want to walk around like that? No, they don't want to walk around like that. I'm going to say that there's a problem when the law says that you should stone your child if he's a stubborn and rebellious son, who is a glutton and a drunkard, who does not hear the instruction of his mother nor hearken to the words of his father. You're talking about a complete rebel, a complete bad deed. Somebody that don't listen to his father, don't listen to his mother, which means he don't do the commandments, which means he don't have an understanding, which means he don't depart from evil, which means he is evil. He's not only evil, he's a glutton, which means he eat up everything with no sense of discretion. And he's a drunkard, which means he's high all the time. And he's stubborn, which means he don't listen to nobody. And he's rebellious, which means he goes against what you said. That person is a terror walking the planet. And if that person's walking around in Yah's kingdom, he said, you better kill him. But we evil for it. No, you don't fear Yah. Yahweh don't want no evil around. And you got to decide. You got to have the understanding to know We can't deal with this evil. And in Proverbs 9 and 10, it says, the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. If you want to have the teaching, the instruction of holiness, then you need understanding. And how are you going to have instructions of holiness if you don't have understanding? And what is the knowledge of holiness? It's the law. It's Yah's commandment. Because Yahweh says this in the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. Exodus 19, verse 6 reads, and ye shall be, verse 5, it says, now therefore, if you will obey my voice, indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words that thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. What you think Yahweh's teaching the whole nation? The knowledge of the foolish? The knowledge of the profane? The knowledge of the unclean? No. A holy nation means the knowledge of the holy. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding, which means a holy nation must obey the word of the Almighty. How are you going to be a holy nation when you don't obey the word of Yah? You can't call yourself holy and you didn't listen to the Holy One of Israel. That makes no sense. You can't have understanding of the holy and understanding holiness if you don't keep the commandments. If you have evil, if you accept evil, if you do not resist evil, then there's no Holy Ghost. There's no holy anything. It's unholy. But look at some of these testimonies. In the book of Exodus, the 32nd chapter, I'm going to show you how serious it is to choose Yahweh. And why would you want to choose Yahweh? Well, Yahweh said you are his witnesses and his servant. And what servant don't choose his master? But that's what you have in Israel today. Various amounts of Israelites, Hebrews, that claim to be Yah's children, not choosing their master. What servant doesn't choose his master? Only one. And we're not oppressed by the Most High. And Yahweh is not a overseer, slave, ruler. Yahweh is the king. That's the kind of master he is. He's the king. We serve in his house, his kingdom. So what child don't choose his parents? What wife don't choose her husband? Only those that don't use understanding. And the Most High wants you to use understanding so you can behave and be holy. And in Exodus 32, verse 26, it reads, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on Yahweh's side? Which means you got to make a decision. Somebody, someone, somewhere is about to get cut off. Because when you stand on Yahweh's side, you stand on the opposite side of everything silly, of everything foolish, of everything outrageous, of everything wicked. Because Yahweh is holy. Who is on Yahweh's side? Let him come unto me. And all sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Which means they all made a decision. I'm on Yah's side. Which means whoever didn't make that decision, something's going to happen. It's going to make it clear. We're going to see a clear difference between. So that means these sons of Levi, they used understanding. Because they knew Yah's hope. And verse 27, it says, and he said unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel. Now, you chose him. You stood on his side. You decided to be with Yah, the God of living water, the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. You decided to be on his side. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel. Put every man his sword by his side. Now you got to get that sword. You can't back out of your decision now. When you make a decision, that's it. Put a sword by his side and go in and out from the gate throughout the camp and slay every man his brother and every man his companion and every man his neighbor. Yeah, you ready to do God's work now? When Yah's work becomes this serious, when Yah's work becomes this bloody, when Yah's work becomes this decisive, because if you put down that sword, you're going to be slain too. In Yahweh, without question, without hesitation, what did they do? In verse 28. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses. And there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. And Moses had said, consecrate, separate yourselves today to Yahweh, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. Moses let the people know, you got to do Yah's work. And I was serving this idol, and Yahweh said he pleaded with you like he pleaded with our father in the wilderness of Egypt. So shall he plead with us when he brings us out of these countries. And this is how Yah pleads. You go against him, he's going to judge you. It ain't like today. Yah's servants raise up and speak the word of Yah. And you got everybody murmuring and scorning and going against what Yah's servants spoke in the name of Yahweh. You can't just go and slay everybody right now. That's not your situation. But when Yahweh separates us, we'll see how many people's going to talk, all that jazz. Look what happened in the book of Numbers, the 16th chapter. And you want to understand holiness, you got to understand the full brunt, the full spectrum of what it means to be holy, what it means to be joined unto Yah, what it means to be Yahweh's servant. It's not all lilies and daisies. It's not all meal offerings and trumpets being blown. You got to do some serious work. And in Numbers 16 and 19, it states, in Korah, a great man in the congregation, a prince in the congregation, an esteemed man in the congregation, in Korah, gathered all the congregation against them, who? Moses and Aaron, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. That's where Moses and Aaron were. They were at the tabernacle because they were holy. They sanctified themselves. So they went to the tabernacle. They was with Yahweh. They trying to be near the Most High. So they're at the tabernacle. And so to even approach these men, you had to go to a holy place. You had to go to a set-apart place. So what kind of arrogance, what kind of pride, what kind of gumption did they have to go right before Yah's house and approach these men? And Korah and all the congregation went unto them at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of Yahweh appeared unto all the congregation. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O Elohim, the Elohim of the spirit of all flesh. What does that mean? Of all flesh, of birds, of fishes, of beasts, of all flesh. He's the power of every spirit. Shall one man sin, and will thou be wroth with all the congregation? Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, because these were the leaders of the rebellion. These were the leaders of the insurrection. So whoever was walking with me, you know how y'all click up. You know how you click up. And your crew going down, you going down with them. But there's a leader of that path. Started y'all on this downward spiral path. There's a leader of that path. And the leader of these paths was Dathan, Abiram, and Korah. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram. And the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray thee, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. Yahweh gave all the one just was like, yeah, all the keyboard hype men, all the people on the stage, all the people in the crowd, all the ones that just was like, yeah, that's right. What you got to say about that? All those people. He gave them all the opportunity to get away from the main transgressors. So they had to make a decision. And you got to make a decision. Do you want to stand up with the crowd? Do you want to stand by with the leader of the wickedness? Or do you want to get away? Are you going to use any understanding? Are you going to obey God's word? Yahweh told you not to be near these people. Verse 27. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah. They left. They said, oh, I'm out. Dathan and Abiram on every side. They left them alone. Which means what? Don't lead no rebellion and think that your people going to be with you when the jig is up. You ain't had nothing to start out with except emotion. And you were going to die. Emotion. And don't think that you're going to have 1,000 folks with you when it's just you. All of their homies got up. All of their fellows got up. All of their cliques disbanded. All of their crews was gone. On every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tent. And their wives and their sons and their little ones like their grandchildren. And Moses said, hereby ye shall know that Yahweh has sent me to do all these works, but I have not done them of mine own mind. If these men be die in the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then Yahweh has not sent me. But if Yahweh make a new thing, and the earth open up her mouth and swallow them up, all that appertained to them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked Yahweh. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder and was under them. Yahweh opened, and the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all their men that appertained to Korah, and all their goods, they and all that pertained unto them, went down alive into the pit, and all in the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled on at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. So you got to make decisions, because if you don't choose Yah, he puts you down. He'll take you out. Especially if he already lets you know. If you don't choose him, you choose him down. How are you going to go against Yahweh and he is your life? How is that showing you have a good understanding? How is that showing you want to be holy? Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 19th chapter. Again, this is understanding holiness. This is obeying the way of holiness. And why do you want to be holy? Because as it was taught yesterday, the order of the ways of the Hebrews, the first thing is to build a house. And you want to build a house of wickedness? Or do you want your house established with righteousness? Now, I don't know about other folks, but as the scriptures say, is what I want. My house established in righteousness. And if my house can be established in righteousness, then I've got to follow the commandments of the Most High. And Yahweh has an order to everything. And in Deuteronomy 19, verse 15, it says, one witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth. At the mouth of two witnesses, why two? Or the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. And what does established mean? It means to be built. It means to be firm. And if the matter is going to be built and solid and tried, we need at least two people. We need at least two mouths to witness against this person. Because if we don't have at least two, it can't be established. Why two? Because two represents Yahweh's name. Two represents Yahweh's understanding. It means that this thing has resounded, it's been heard. It's been witnessed, it's been verified. And that's how you build. You have to establish with understanding. How did Yahweh build the heavens? Look in the book of Proverbs. Third chapter. The 19th verse, where it reads, Yahweh by wisdom has founded the earth, meaning the foundations of the earth. The earth is built upon wisdom. It's built upon Yah's word. The earth operates on the principles of the word of Yah. That's why everything we teach, according to Yah, we can witness in the earth. Everything we teach. Yahweh, by his wisdom, has founded the earth. By understanding, has he established the heavens? He built the heavens with understanding. And that's why the heavens divided the waters from above the firmament from the waters from below the firmament. That's why he put the sun and the moon and the stars in the heavens to divide the light from the darkness and to divide the day from the night and to give us these signs that allow us to decide and choose and understand and know what season it is, what year it is. All of these things are dealing with understanding in the heavens, which is what he built it with. It's how he established it. But how are we establishing things? Are we finding things upon wisdom? Are we doing this using the word of the Creator? Look in the book of Isaiah, the 54th chapter. The 14th verse. In righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear from the trump fear and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. How are you going to be established? In righteousness. How can you be built in righteousness? You cannot be righteous, which means to be right according to the word of Yah. You can't be righteous without wisdom. You can't be righteous without understanding. You can't be built in righteousness without making decisions to choose the good and eschew the evil? Look at Proverbs, the 12th chapter. Third verse. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. How are you going to be built under a wicked ruler, wicked rulership, wicked doctrine? Why do you think the doctrines of the nations change all the time? They can't be established. A good built house don't change. You could alter the inside and decorate it and change the color and all that kind of stuff, but it will stand exactly upon the foundations that it was built upon. It will stand, and it will be established upon the obeying of the laws that it was built upon. But what about wickedness? You have a doctrine called Christianity, and it changes all the time. Christ used to be black, now he's Chinese, Himalayan, and white, and Indian. How he changed so much? In the doctrine, he keeps on changing, teaching you things that change. Because it's witness. And you can't be built, you can't be established in these wicked things. You have to be established in righteousness. If you want to have understanding of the holy or understanding holiness, there's only one way to get it, and that is through Yahweh's word. That's through hearing the word of the Creator. And how are we going to decide on how to move as a nation if we don't use understanding? Yahweh said this in the book of Zephaniah. Chapter 2. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired, before the decree break forth, before the day pass as the chaff, anger of Yahweh come upon you. Before the day of Yahweh's anger upon you. Seek ye Yahweh, all ye of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. And why do we want to be hid in the day of Yah's anger? So we don't die. Because if Yah's anger comes, and you're not hidden, you're going to die. And if you're going to die because you didn't gather yourself together, that means you didn't choose Yahweh. You didn't choose his word. You didn't choose his commandment. You didn't choose his ordinances, but you chose your own. The Almighty told us to gather ourselves together. Before the decree go forth. Before the day passes the check. Before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you. Before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. He's commanding us to seek Yahweh. All meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. How can we say we're doing this today? And if you don't think the decree is going out, and what does it mean before the decree goes forth? The word decree is another word for judgment, for the decision. The Almighty has already made decisions. He's already decided on what's going to happen. And he's not going to change. And he let us know that he's coming to render judgment upon all his enemies. But before the decree, before the judgment begins, before the day that this judgment begins is over, before his fierce anger, because that's part of his judgment, is on you, and before Yah's anger is on you. Before that happens, it's Yahweh. Look for the Most High. If you're meek, and why only the meek? Because only the meek are going to listen to Yah. Only the meek are going to hear the Most High and do it. And this is his commandment. And this is how you're holy. This is how you become holy, by following after the Creator. And what does Yah's anger look like? Because Yahweh is coming. And if you want to understand holiness, if you want to be holy, if you want to be a holy nation, then you're going to have to choose Yah. Someone asked me, how do we know his name is Yahweh? Well, we know his name is Yahweh because everything that has been revealed to us has been by the name of Yahweh. And why is that important? Because Yahweh said that he would give his message, his word, to his servants in his name. And they shall speak his word. And Yahweh recorded his word so you can verify if this is the truth. Everything that Yahweh has given us has came in the name that we say, Yahweh. And Yahweh is coming with anger. And where is he going to come from? Where is he going to come out of? Is he going to come out of the ground? Is he going to come out of the sun? Where is he coming from? If you go to the book of Deuteronomy. As a matter of fact, go to 2 Chronicles, 7th chapter, 14th verse, where it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Because where is he at? He's above. He's in the heavens. Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. The 16th verse says, circumcise us, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yahweh Elohim is Elohim of Elohim, a master of masters, a great Elohim, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not person, nor taketh reward. He does execute the judgments. I'm reading too late. Let's go up to verse 14. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yahweh's, thy Elohim, the earth also, with all that therein is. What is that letting us know? That there is a heaven above heaven. That's where Yahweh is. He said, I'll hear from heaven. Because I can make my decision because I done heard this. I can render my judgment because I done seen this. I'm above all this. And where is he going to come from? He's coming from the heavens. How is he going to come? Where is his anger going to come? And you need to know this. You need to see this. Because you're going to have to make a decision. You want to be holy? Because if you do, you need to use that understanding. Keeping these commandments. In Isaiah 66, start reading verse 15. It says, for behold, Yahweh will come with fire. Where is fire coming from? Where is the fire coming from? The heaven. When Elijah called on Yah, with 400 and some odd prophets of Baal, the fire came down from heaven. When Moses told Pharaoh to let his people go, the hail and the fire came from heaven. When Elijah got taken up by Yah, it came from heaven. When Yaakov seen angels ascending and descending, it was the gate of heaven. And in verse 15, for behold, Yahweh will come. He ain't coming from under the earth. He coming from heaven with fire. He ain't coming with wings and hearts. He's coming with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. All these people you making movies about this stuff, he's coming in these chariots with fire. Do you want to stand on the wrong side of Yahweh? For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens, behold, behind one tree in the midst, eating swine flesh and the abomination, like squid, like octopus, like shrimp, and crabs, and lobsters, scallions, scallops, all these abominable things in the sea, alligator and crocodile, eel and snake, eating this stuff, eating swine stuff. Why are you talking about these people? Because if you don't sanctify yourself unto God, then you won't be eating swine flesh. When the abomination and the mouse shall be consumed together, save Yah. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And what does that mean? That means Yahweh is going to destroy all the wicked. If you're on the wrong side of the Most High, you're going to go down. It's time to gather ourselves together. Because that's his commandment. That's what Yahweh told us to do. Told the ones that are meek to seek him. All those that do his judgments and that seek after righteousness. Because this is how you're going to build your house in righteousness, by doing it with understanding, making good decisions to keep the commandments of the Most High. You can't have a house built in wickedness and good decisions be a part of this house. Good decisions, meaning you're going to decide to go one way or the other for God's righteousness, and not your own wicked imagination. You look back in the book of Genesis, back in the first chapter, in the 14th verse, the Creator says, no, and Elohim said, let there be light from the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and years. The Almighty gave us these lights to divide the light from the darkness and to be signs. And if you follow Yah's word, you have understanding. Yah's commandments, you have understanding. A good understanding. And how do you follow after the heathen and think that you're following after God. In Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, the first verse, it says, "Hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of them. For the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain." They're vain. They're worthless. They're nothing. The heathen, they are dismayed. They are amazed. They are bewildered. They are confused by the signs of heaven. And then their confusion, they create doctrine to follow after them. And then they teach them to their children. And then they teach them to their servants and to their slaves. And they force them down the necks of their oppressed to the point where now you're just regurgitating and reciting this confused doctrine that all is because they confused the signs of heaven. When Yahweh gave you clear understanding of what the signs of heaven are. The heathen's doctrine says, yes, the zodiac sign, the stars that are in this zodiac at this time represent a Capricorn. What the heck is a Capricorn? And a Capricorn can't be with a Pisces. What is a Pisces? An air sign can't be with a fish sign. What in the world is that? So therefore, we can't get married. Did Yahweh tell you to build a house that way? By the Capricorn, in the Aries, in the Pisces, in the Gemini? Build a house and give wives and give sons and to daughters and let them get married? Did he say do that based off of the zodiac? That's the heathen doctrine. That's wickedness. That's not a commandment of the Most High. The heathen are dismayed at these times. Their customs are vain. We can't keep on following after these things, walking after these things, believing that this is how you're going to decide your fate. Not being decisive. You're not making a decision according to Yah's word when you follow the heathens. It's the heathens that taught us a day begins at night. And how is that ever possible? When Yahweh made the heavens to divide, to make clear understanding distinctions between the one thing or the other. That's what the heavens was made for. That's what the lights were put in the heavens for. When Yahweh said he divided the day from the night, and then some heathen, some other nation teaches that the day begins at night, you already know. They don't have any understanding. You also know they don't have any wisdom, which means they don't fear Yahweh. Which means they're going to be part of the group of folks that are recipients of the flames of fire from heaven. Because he's going to decide who's going to live, who's going to die from heaven. Because he's listening to you, and he's watching you, and he knows who's listened to him, who's followed after him. And the Most High don't have any time for the people in the nation that will decide to not follow after him. We have to make good decisions. That's how you represent holiness. Look what Yahweh said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter. Because if you're going to be holy, that means you're going to be set apart. That means you're not going to walk after the ways of these nations. And in Deuteronomy chapter, the first verse, it reads, "Ye are the children of Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead." Why? That's the heathen. "For you are a holy people unto Yahweh your Elohim. He has Yahweh has chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself. above all nations that are upon the earth. Thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. So don't go to McDonald's. Don't go to Burger King. Don't go to Pizza Hut. Don't go to Wendy's. Don't go to Chick-fil-A. Don't go to any of these places, because they're dealing with abominable things. These are the beasts which ye shall not, which ye shall eat. You can eat the ox. You can eat the sheep. You can eat the goat. You can eat the hart. You can eat the roebuck. You can eat the fallow deer. You can eat the wild goat and the pyrag and the wild ox and the camos. But you cannot eat the swine. You cannot eat the warthog. You cannot eat the camel. You cannot eat the rabbit. You cannot eat the rat. You cannot eat the roach. And you cannot eat the shrimp. Because if you eat those things, you will be unholy. You also cannot get tattoos. That's not making a good decision. You also cannot take off your beard. This is not holy. Yahweh wants you to make good decisions. And your house is not going to be established if you're doing it in the manner of the heathen. The heathens tattoo up their skin. Before this generation of hip-hop artists was tattooing up their face and all this stuff, this is what the old rock punk crew did. The Europeans dyed their hair green, purple, and orange, and put piercings all in their face and tattoos all over their body and head and all this stuff. That was done by the heathen. All people are doing it, and Yahweh told us not to do it, not to act as a heathen, not to walk in the way of heathen. Because Yahweh is holy, and he wants his people to be holy. But we'll continue. Look here in the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 35. Thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day. And where did he put this sun? He put it in the heavens. And he gives a light by day, not night. And if he gives the sun for a light by day, any sensible person would say, well, what shines in the daytime? Oh, that big yellow-orange thing that's in the sky. That must be the sun. And the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night. Anybody that could just hear this and see this would be like, oh, what's that night? Oh, those little twinkling thing and that big white ball in the sky. That must be the moon and the stars. And that's a light by night. You can make a clear decision to say, oh, this is night, this is day. Therefore, if you call the light night and the darkness day, you don't have understanding. You don't have nowhere near understanding of a holy man. Don't let these people tell you they're holy, but they keep it a day in and a night. And I know we announced that this is the second month of the third year of Yah Sabbath year, and a lot of our brothers and sisters are just finishing up Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread yesterday, today, and tomorrow. How are we already in the second month? And they even, first month, 15, 16, 21st day. Something's not right here. Something's not making sense here. Something is crooked. And why is that? Well, that's because many of our people are following after a doctrine that doesn't use understanding. And how do we know that doctrine doesn't use understanding? Because their doctrine is teaching them that there's 354 days in the year. But every so once in a while, there's 384 days in the year. Now, where do you think you're going to end up if you got 384 days in your year? And Yahweh has only taught that there's 360 days in a year. Well, you're going to end up exactly where they are. Late for the program. Late for the show. Because the heathen teach these things. The heathen teach that the moon dictates the month. And that couldn't be further from the truth. Because what did Yahweh say he made in the heavens? In Jeremiah 33 and 19, where it reads, and the word Yahweh came to Jeremiah saying, thus says Yahweh Elohim, if ye can break my covenant of the day, my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in the season. So what did he let you know? The sun that he made to rule by day, he had a covenant. This moon that he made to rule by night, there's a covenant with it. And this covenant lets you know the moon rules the night. And Yahweh never gave the moon to rule the day, which means the moon cannot tell you or I or anyone when a day will begin, is beginning, or how it's going to begin. A moon is not a sign to alert you to know that tomorrow is a new month. The moon is a sign to alert you to know that it's night. That's the role of the moon. The sun is not a sign to alert you that the moon is going to be a half moon today. The sun is a sign to know it's day. And you can make that clear decision. But the heathens have taught you against these very basic concepts. Why have they taught you against these very basic concepts? Because they want you to be cut off. They want you to make a decision to not fear Yah, and that will cut you off from holiness. That will cut you off from understanding. That will cut you off from wisdom. It will cut you off from the fear of Yah. And in doing so, you lose your ticket home. But the Almighty always made a way out. The Creator let us know in the book of Ezekiel. In Ezekiel 18, verse 30, it says, therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saying Yahweh Elohim. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart. In a new spirit. And this is just like what he told us when we was going into the land. Choose life. Choose life. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that died, saith Yahweh Elohim. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live. And all we got to do is choose the good. Because then, can be holy. And why do we want to be holy, especially at this time? Because this is the third year. This is a year that represents being holy. Yah's servant is holy. Yah's messenger is holy. Yah's nation is holy. And you got to make a decision. And you can only do that by using understanding. So till tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much. So do I. Shalom. Praise God.
Alright. I'll let you know where I was.
Okay.
Well, I was muted.
Praise my God.
Praise my God.
I'm out of my business now.
My nerves.